Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. In our last broadcast, we covered the first two strategies which Professor Green accused Mr. Trump and the Republican for carrying on for the election 2020. And these are using the creeping Sharia once again with the purpose of scaring the American people that if you don't vote for Mr. Trump, the liberals will allow the Muslims to impose their Sharia, their Islamic law on us as if we do not already have Sharia all over America. The second strategy which Professor Green accused the Republicans and Mr. Trump of using was turn the focus of immigration to the southern border and the illegal Muslim migrants. That is also spreading the fear among the voters that if you do not vote for the Republicans, if you do not vote for Mr. Trump, the Democrats will not protect you and the Muslims will be coming to America illegally through the southern border. And if you vote for Trump, he will protect our borders. He will not allow Muslims to come to America illegally. Don't forget that Professor Green also assured his audience that Trump is behind banning the Muslims from coming to America. And that is not acceptable to not only Professor Green, but all the liberals. Because after all, as he always say, we're all immigrants here in America. Today, we're going to look together at the third strategies, which is used by Trump and the conservative party, the Republicans, will be using to win the votes of the American people for the 2020 election. And this strategy is about framing the Muslims as a Jew haters. And without further ado, here he is, Professor Green. So listen carefully to his words.
Framing Muslims as Jew haters. My best guess is that we're going to see a lot more deliberate efforts in the upcoming election cycle to tag Muslims and a certain Muslim in particular as anti-Semitic in a way again to try to galvanize voters.
Did you hear Professor Green? In case you missed it, let me repeat what he said again. He said, framing Muslims as Jew haters. And then he said, my best guess is we will see a lot more deliberate efforts in this upcoming election cycle to tag certain Muslims as anti-Semitic in a way against party galvanized voters. You see the words he's using? He's picking up the perfect words to show the level of deception in his thought for the actions of the Republicans. Framing. What does the word framing mean? I'm going to frame you for committing a crime. That means you did not actually commit the crime, but I'm going to make you look like a criminal. Framing Muslims as Jew haters. Excuse me, Professor Green. Are you trying to tell me that Muslims are not Jew haters? How in the world do you think a man or a woman can be a Muslim if they do not hate the Jews? How can you be a Christian and you don't love Jesus? How can you be a Christian and you don't believe in the Bible? How can you be a Christian and you don't love your neighbors? More than that, how can you be a Christian and you don't love your enemy? You see, Christianity is known by what the scripture teaches. And so it is in Islam. You cannot be a Muslim and be friends with the Jews or the Christians. Because if you live in disobedience to the word of Allah in the Quran, then you're not a Muslim at all. To be a Muslim is to submit. To be a Muslim is to be a submitter. You submit to what? You submit to the word of Allah in the Quran, which is the foundation of Islam, and to submit to the teachings and the commands, to the sunnah of Muhammad. And that is the second and final source of Islam. Muslims are not those who love the Jews and the Christians, but Muslims are the ones who hate the Jews and the Christians. If you build a friendship with a Jew or a Christian, automatically, you're no longer a Muslim. So from the teaching of Professor Green here, you come to the conclusion the Republicans are a wicked party. Trump is an evil man, and he will do everything he can to gain the votes of the American people by telling them, here is a fact. Democrats are for the Muslims. Muslims hate the Jews. We love Israel, and we will protect the Jews, therefore vote for us. And here is the fact. You see, it is not politically correct to read the words of Allah in the Quran to educate the Muslim people about Islam. But that's not what we do in the Straight Way of Grace ministry, because we don't practice political correctness in our ministry. I said it in many pulpits, and I will continue to say it until I have no more pulpits. That is, when I am locked up or I am dead. Because I must obey God more than obey men. Political correctness politicians are doing everything to please people. I don't please people. I care less if I please anybody but my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Therefore, I will teach the truth about Islam. It is a savage cult which teaches the Muslims to hate the Jews and the Christians and all those who will never submit to Islam. That is Islam, my friends. Let me quote for you few verses from the Quran and few of the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, so we will learn the truth about if Muslims are framed to hate the Jews or they are made by Allah and Muhammad to hate the Jews and Christians and anyone and everyone who will not submit to Islam. Let's go to Quran chapter 5, verse 51. The easiest verse, if you just read it, you figure out that there's something wrong with Islam. And before even I read that verse to you, let me share with you a true story which took place in my life just a couple years ago. I was invited in Orlando, Florida, to a liberal church. By the way, the pastor of that church committed suicide a few months ago after being arrested for being involved in pedophilia. That is the same minister in his church who promotes gay and lesbian marriages. As a matter of fact, many of the members of his church are simply gay and lesbians. And these are the type of churches who invite the Muslims to speak in their pulpits. But I was invited by some of my friends, and they said, Usama, this is the last week of 6 weeks the Muslims have been speaking in the church. So I went, and to make a long story short, the Muslim imam who was speaking, he continued to emphasize in his teaching that Muslims and Jews and Christians love one another. They are friends to one another. They are like one body. They are the three branches of the Abrahamic religion, as Allah taught the Muslims to love the Jews and to love the Christians. As he kept going on and on and on with this repeated lies with many words, I looked at the front seat in front of me, and there was a copy of the Quran. And that copy was actually given by these Muslims who literally invaded that church for 6 weeks. To the people of that church, every Sunday, they were teaching a little bit more about the propaganda Islam. I asked the lady who sat in the seat next to the seat in front of me, would you mind if I look at this Quran? She said, oh no, there's plenty of Qurans in the entry there. You can go and get as many as you want. These wonderful Muslims are giving us their Quran for free. Help yourself. I said, ma'am, I don't need a copy of the Quran. I just need to look at one verse here in that translation, if you don't mind. She said, okay, you can do it. So I opened the Quran in my hand, and I went to Quran chapter 5 and verse 51. And surprise, surprise, they did not even have a propaganda translation, for that verse was translated accurately as it was written in the Arabic language. After I read the verse, I gave that lady the Quran with that page opened to that verse, who was very interested about listening to this Muslim imam. And I said, would you mind reading that verse, my dear sister? She took the book from my hand as I pointed with my finger where I want her to read. It is Quran 5:51. After she read it, she looked backwards to me and she said, you are the most hateful, evil person I have ever met. I couldn't believe it. Why did she say that? All I did was to guide her to read a verse in the Quran which was given to her by that Muslim imam. That is Quran 5:51. but because she read the messenger and she's already been deceived by the power of Satan, Allah, whom that church worship as God, she found me to be the source of hate. Not Allah, not Muhammad, not the Quran, but me personally. And what did that verse say? Here it is, America. Allah said, O you who have believed. Allah here was speaking to the Muslim believers. Do not take the Jews nor the Christians as friends.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Excuse me, what? Yes, indeed. The message of the Quran was the opposite of the message of the Muslim imam from the pulpit of the church. He's telling them, we are best friends. We are one. We love one another. Jews are not hated by the Muslims. Christians are not hated by the Muslims. We love one another. But his Quran said, all you have believed, do not take the Jews and the Christians for friends. And if you ask why, there may be some secret in that verse. Maybe these Jews and these Christians did something evil to Muhammad and to the Muslims. No, my friends. The answer is in the same verse. He said, because they are friends to one another. Don't take the Jews for friends. Don't take the Christian for friends, because the Jews and the Christians are friends to one another. And listen to the rest of the verse. Allah said, and if you take them for a friend, you become one of them. Whoa. If a Muslim takes a Jew for a friend, he will become a Jew. If a Muslim takes a Christian for a friend, he will become a Christian. And what is wrong with that? Oh, a lot is wrong with that, as I will teach you the rest of the study. Don't take the Jews and Christian for friends, because they are friends of one another, and whoever takes them for a friend become one of them. Listen to that. And Allah said, surely Allah will not guide the unjust people. In Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen. That is a big no-no in Islam. You don't want to be on the wrong side of Allah. Allah will not guide you to the paradise of Muhammad, to the paradise of Islam. And you're going to end where the Jews and the Christians will spend eternity. And that is the burning fire of hell. Where do we learn about that? That is the study which we'll carry in this broadcast and in the following broadcast. Because I believe this is very important. The assumption of Professor Green that Trump and the Republicans are framing the Muslims to hate the Jews and the Christians is a lie from the bottom of hell, because that is reality in Islam. All Muslims hate the Jews. All Muslims hate the Christians. All Muslims hate even Muslims who do not follow the same beliefs of their own. That is the same interpretation of these verses of the Quran. My friends, if we go to Quran chapter 1, the first page in the Quran, we'll learn the reasons why Allah wants the Muslims to hate the Jews and the Christians. Why Allah forbade the Muslims to be friends with the Jews and the Christians. And that is in the last two verses of Quran chapter 1. In verse 5, they cry to Allah 17 times a day as they pray, guide us to the straight way. Now you say, what's wrong with that prayer? It's beautiful. No, listen carefully. What straight way? Allah said in the Quran, the way of those whom you have graced. Who are those? Those are the Muslims, not the one whom your wrath is against. And who are the one whom the wrath of Allah is against? These are the Jews, nor the lost ones. And who are the lost ones? They are the Christians. Let me tie Quran chapter 5 verse 51 by Quran chapter 1 verse 6. If a Muslim man take a Jew for friend, he will become a Jew. And guess what Allah said in Quran chapter 1 verse 6? The wrath of Allah is on the Jews. So if I'm a Muslim man and I became a friend with the Jew, the wrath of Allah will be on me. Where the Jew will spend eternity? But in hell. Similar to that, if I take a Christian for a friend, I'll become a Christian. And Christians are called in Quran chapter 1 verse 6, the lost ones. Al-Dalin. And every lost person will spend eternity in hell. So in simple words, for a Muslim to take a Christian for a friend, he will become a Christian and he will be of the lost ones whom Allah will never guide to paradise, but Allah will lead to hell. What Muslim who believes in the Quran, who prays 5 times a day, who knows the teaching of Allah in Quran 5:51, which Muslim who follow all the teaching of the Quran will ever take a Jew or a Christian for a friend? The answer is none. As a matter of fact, if a Muslim will not hate the Jews and the Christians and kill the Jews and the Christians, as we're going to read in the rest of the verses of the Quran about the treatment of the Jews and the Christians by the Muslims, then you're not a good Muslim. So with all respect, Professor Green, you are so ignorant of Islam and you know nothing about the treatment of Allah and the Muslim believers, not only to the Jews, but to the Christians and everybody else who does not believe in Islam. You need to educate yourself, sir, before it is too late. My friends, the hatred for the Jews and the Christians began all the way in Quran chapter 1. This is not something Mr. Trump is framing the Muslims of doing, but that is what Allah commands the Muslims to do. You see, my friends, anti-Semitism is intrinsic to Sharia and is based on the genocidal behavior of Muhammad himself in wiping out the entire Jewish population of the Saudi Arabia Peninsula. And you can read about that throughout the pages of the Quran. The hatred which Allah and Muhammad put into the heart of every Muslim believer towards the Jews and the Christians, whom Allah calls in the Quran the people of the book. Let me share with you some of these verses. For example, in Quran chapter 2 verse 105, we read, neither those who became infidels among the people of the book, these are the Jews and the Christians, nor the polytheists, these are the idol worshippers, desire that any good descend on you from your Lord. And Allah specifically will give his mercy to whom he wills, and Allah is the possessor of the great bounty. You see what Allah is doing here? Allah is telling the Muslim believers, the Jews and the Christians and the idol worshippers are envious of you. They hate you. They don't want any good things to come to you. They don't want you to believe in Muhammad. They don't want you to believe in Islam because they just hate you. So can you imagine with me, as you read the Quran, every time Allah is talking about the Jews and the Christians and others, he is using the same message. That is the message of hate for all non-Muslims. So here Allah is telling in Quran chapter 2, watch from the infidels of the Jews and the Christians. They don't want you to be successful. They don't want any good to come to you, but I am Allah. And I will specifically give my mercy to you because you are the wonderful submitters, the wonderful Muslims who believe in Muhammad. Similar to that, in chapter 2 in the Quran and in verse 109, we read, many of the people of the book desire to turn you back to infidels after you have believed out of envy from themselves, after the truth has been shown to them. So pardon and forgive them until Allah will come in with His command. Surely Allah has might over all things. Do you understand what's going on here? Allah is telling the Muslims, the infidels, the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, don't want you to become Muslim. Don't want you to be believers. Why? Because they envy you. Because they hate you. You already received the truth. You already believe in Muhammad. And I am giving you advice right now. What is your advice, O Allah? He said, pardon them and forgive them. And some Muslim, trust me, my friends, will use that verse to show you that, look, look, Allah here is telling the Muslims to pardon and to forgive the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. And that is a great evidence that Islam is a loving religion, that Islam does not teach revenge, that Islam teaches the Muslims to pardon and to forgive, to love the Jews and the Christians. But wait a minute, wait a minute. Did you hear the verse? There are no verses in the Quran that teach Muslims to live in harmony or in peace with any non-Muslims, because there is always exceptions to these verses. For Allah changed His mind about these commands in the Quran later on with the additional verses. So Allah here is telling the Muslim believers, pardon and forgive them. Who? The infidels, the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. Forever? No, until Allah will come in with His command. What command? Wait, that's why we have another broadcast to cover these commands which Allah gave to the Muslims in the late years of Muhammad as he continued to claim to be a prophet, proclaiming the words of Allah, the commands of Allah which he gave to the Muslim believers towards the Jews and the Christians. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.